This morning I want to speak to you about the topic, letting go to grow. I want to tell you that God is an awesome God. God is powerful. God is alive and He's unchanging. The Bible says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3 verse 6, He says, "But I am the Lord your God, I change not. What God has done in the past, He will do again." God has no favorites, and that's why God loves you. He loves everybody the same, but He doesn't reward us the same. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. That's why we can't play church. That's why we just can't come to church. By the way, we must serve God on purpose. We must serve God with a purpose. We must make a decision, young man and young woman, that I'm going to serve God in my generation. I'm going to stand for God in my generation, in our city. Because I tell you, when you stand up, your friends will take notice. And your prayers will change their hearts. Your prayers will bring them to Jesus. Because Jesus still came to seek and save the lost. That is the purpose of the church, to bring people back to God. That's the purpose of the church, to bring people back to God. For this reason, the Son of Man came to destroy the works of the devil. I want to tell you today that God is not finished with South Africa. God is not finished with Kimberley. God is going to save people in the city through your hands. Hallelujah. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God of provision. He's a God of miracles. He still does miracles today. He still heals today. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Tzidkenu. He's Jehovah Raha. He's Jehovah Sabaoth. He's your King and King of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. There's no one like Jesus. Is there somebody in this place that loves Him? I want you to get up on your feet and give Him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have church here today. He's a God that forgives. He's a God that is personal. He's not far away from you. Doesn't matter what you have done. Doesn't matter where you've been. Once you become born again, you're a child of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. No matter what people tell you, no matter how far you've drifted, no matter how cold you've become, God can breathe upon you again. Meneer en mevrou, die Here kan weer sy gees oor jou uitstort. Vir jou nuwe lewe gee. Hallelujah. He's alive. Now God is alive. The church is a place of life. Where people walk into the church, they must feel God. They must feel the love of God. The presence of God brings people to God. The Bible says no one can come to Him unless He draws them. The presence of God makes people open up their hearts. And that's the purpose of the church. Not to play games, not to build a church around a culture, but to build a church around kingdom culture. Because Jesus said, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all nations." That's why we need churches like CRC that builds a bridge and builds a corridor for people to come into, where everybody is the same. Where you leave your title at the door, you leave your culture at the door, you leave your success at the door. But when you come into the house of God, you're a child of God. You lay your crowns down and you worship God. And you put your affection upon Him because He is worthy. Hallelujah. Jesus came to set you free. John 8:36, He says, "If the Son sets you free, you are truly free." And I want to tell you today, when Jesus truly sets you free, you will be free. And I understand that freedom sometimes is a journey, and I'll speak about that today. We'll see how far I come with my notes. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He didn't come to entertain the work of the devil. The purpose of the church is to destroy the works of Satan, not entertain it. We are here to plunder hell. We are here to take every thought captive and bring it to the obedience of Christ. The arguments that people bring, the division the enemy wants to bring within the kingdom of God, we refute it powerfully by the anointing and by the word of God. Because Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." Jesus is building one thing upon the earth, not a charity. He's not building a university. He's not building a school. He's building His church because He died for His church. And His church is you and me. And it's time that the church stand up in its power. And I believe God is raising up a church. A church that is not afraid. A church that will go to the ends of the earth and preach the gospel to every creature, unashamed. Because I tell you, people are sick and tired of religion. Many people sit in churches, they don't know Christ. They will die without Christ. And church is still about heaven and hell. That's why Jesus came. To destroy the works of Satan, which is bound up in religion in the lives of people. Doesn't help you come to church and you become religious. The Holy Spirit makes you free. And He actually turns your smile from upside down to the right side up. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, there's joy. Some people, the more they serve God, the more they become sour. They drink like lemon juice every morning when they wake up. And it's a competition to see who can be the most pessimistic, who can complain the most about the politics, who can be the most racist, but they call themselves Christians. It's time to get back to God and serve Him in simplicity. Because Jesus came to set you free. Jesus came to give you a new life. Jesus came to give you hope. In John 10:10, He says, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. The thief comes to kill and destroy. It's not God. God doesn't love His people to suffer. God loves His people to prosper. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And you are His servant here today. So we want to look at the story of Israel. In Exodus 2 verse 23, it says, Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. God doesn't turn His eye away from you when you are in bondage. And they cried out, and their cry came to God because of the bondage. God is a good God. He doesn't love it when people suffer. That's why Jesus came, to set the captives free. And He did not come to make you a religious nut. Hy het nie gekom om jou meer godsdienstig te maak, om jou dogmas meer trots op te wees nie. Hy het gekom om jou vry te maak. En die bande af te breek tussen jou en ander kulture. En godsdienst bou mure. Jesus breek het af. En dis tyd dat mense moet ophou kerk speel. Want hulle, sonder dat hulle weet, doen hulle die werk van die duivel. So God is building His church. And the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Hallelujah. Shout amen. So God heard their groaning in verse 24. And God remembered His covenant. I want to tell you, God doesn't forget. God hasn't forgotten about the words He's given you, the promises He's given you regarding your children, regarding your marriage, your business. God hasn't forgotten. Maybe you have forgotten. But today, I'm here to remind you not to give up again. I'm here to encourage you again to let go so you can grow into the things of God, because God has got a great plan for you. But there's a God part and there's a man part. And this is a story about that. It goes on to say in Exodus 3 verse 7, And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land. Say good and large land. To a land flowing with milk and honey. What does it mean? God's future for you is always better. The Bible says the path of the just shall go from strength to strength. It's like a shining light that shines ever brighter and brighter. The people that serve God should shine brighter and brighter. Not dimmer and dimmer. Brighter and brighter. To a place of the Canaanites, of the Hittites, and all the other ites. So it's God's purpose that you shine in the midst of a dark and crooked, perverse generation. You can build a business in the middle of an economic failure. Because it doesn't matter what happens around you, it matters what happens on the inside. Because if you carry the Spirit of God and you walk in the promises of God and you stand upon the Word of God, you are blessed. Because you are blessed where you go in and you will be blessed where we go out. And wherever you go, the blessing will go. And every place your foot shall tread, that shall God give unto you. It doesn't matter what happens around you. It what happens what's on the inside of you. It matters what you believe. If you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe the Word of God. Because the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is settled in heaven. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God will not perish. The Word of God is above every other name. The Word is magnified above the name of God. The Word is settled in heaven. The Word will last forever. Hallelujah. The Word is your guiding truth. The Word is your strength. The Word is your strong fortress. You need to build your life upon the Word and not upon the world, the worldly Word. You don't build your life upon Marula Media. You don't build your life upon the medical reports of a doctor. Because your Word says, I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. We need Christians that build their lives upon the Word. So if you are in need of a breakthrough today, financially, emotionally, maybe your family or your marriage, God is always there to give you breakthrough. God is here to hear your cry. And the purpose of God delivering you is firstly always that you'll go and worship Him. The purpose of God setting you free is that you might worship Him. The purpose that God set Israel free is that they might worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Worship is not just two slow songs you sing on a Sunday. Worship is your life. Worship is giving your life and your body to God. Worship is giving your marriage to God, your children to God, everything to God. We don't serve God by the way. And it's like people have forgotten. I believe we're in an hour now where people don't care. It's a deception in the church. It's a deception within Christians. People don't care. And what people don't understand is that electronics and technology is numbing you. It's numbing people. So you'll do yourself a great favor if you can shut that little device down. Maybe delete your social media for a few months and go read some books. Educate yourself. Study the Word of God. Get to discover your purpose, why God really made you. Because God is alive. He's not a fictional character. He's alive and He's very well. And He loves you. So God wants you to worship Him. Exodus 8 verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, go back to Pharaoh and announce to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so they can worship me. God wants you free so that you can worship Him. But that word worship actually means work. So some Christians think you just want to worship God. Okay, we're going to worship God, spend time in His presence. Okay, spend time in the presence of God. But you better get, once you come out of the presence of God, you better get going. You better make sure you work harder than all the unbelievers you work with. Because your work speaks louder than your words. The Christians should be the leaders in every industry. The Christians should carry God's character. The Christians should shine their light without saying a word. Pitching up on time, dressing up nice, putting on doom under your arm, smelling nice, brushing your teeth. You're wondering why people are running away from you. You're trying to share the gospel. So God will always deliver you because God is a God of miracles. But we are not called to live by miracles. God brought Israel out at the Passover. He delivered them in a single night. From over 400 years of bondage, in a single night, He delivered them. He provided manna for them. He brought water from a rock for them. He provided a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire, because God is a good God. But I want to tell you, God will do miracles in your life, but you're not called to live by miracles. You are called to live by faith. You are called to live by action and knuckling down. And that's why it's time to let go. It's time to walk around begging. And it's time to look to your God and the Word of God and knuckle down and say, I've been created in the image of God. I fear no man. I fear no woman. I respect all, but I honor the Word of God because I've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God will deliver you. And He delivered Israel. But there came a time where they had to take responsibility. A lot of people don't like that word. Responsibility. You have to take your destiny into your own hands. God promised them the promised land, but they were supposed to possess it. God promised you a great future. How are you going to get into that great future? You have to possess it. What does that word mean, possess? It means you have to, there will be conflict. It means there will be a wrestling match. Not against people, but about settling your flesh. About the mindsets that you carry from the past. Because God delivered them from Egypt, but Egypt was still in their heads. It's one thing for God to deliver you out of something. It's another thing for you to be delivered from that thing within your head. And that's why I say when the sun sets free, it's truly free indeed. Many people have been saved, they have been delivered, but their thinking has taken them back. And God doesn't want you to go back. So, God wants you to go to the promised land. And like we know, we're not going to read into the story now. We know in the book of Numbers, Caleb and Judah was ready to take them into the promised land. And it's interesting, when you go study this whole passage and what God did with Israel through their deliverance was, God saw these people, and it's, you know, and in some ways, Israel is a representative of the church, because God saw these people and He gave them the promised land. But He also saw that they did not want to change their minds. And because they didn't change their minds, God said, a whole generation has to die before they can go into the promised land. You better let go of your mindsets, otherwise you will die in the wilderness. It's not God's plan for you to die in the wilderness. Your wilderness might be a divorce, a child that you had out of wedlock, an abusive past. It's irrelevant. If you stay a captive of the past, you'll die in the wilderness. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus came to set you free. He came to give you a new future and a hope. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. You have to let go so you can grow. Learning and growing is a never-ending process. It doesn't matter what your age is, sir and madam. When do you stop learning? Never. You start dying when you stop learning. You start dying when you stop growing. Look at people who get married. People that have been married for a few years. Now they're married for 20, 25 years. Dan kyk die man vir sy vrou en sê, maar jy is nie meer soos wat jy was nie. Dan sê die vrou, ja, maar wat dink jy? Wat verwag jy? You have to grow together. You have to develop yourself, your intellect. You have to grow spiritually. You have to take care of your physical body. Jy kan mos nie net laat gaan nie. Ek het getrou vir die liefde. Ja, maar jy het was 20 kilos ligter toe ons getrou het. You can't just say because I love you, you accept me who I am. That's not right. You have to let go. You can't let go of your diet. Because that thing will grow. It will grow on you. So Caleb and Joshua wanted to take them into the promised land. We know the story where they said they saw the promised land, the 12 leaders, and 10 of them came back and 10 of them spoke a whole nation out of their promise. That's why the people you surround yourself with is very important. 10 leaders of the church spoke a whole church out of their destiny. And 2 of them were CRC members. And they say, we are well able. It doesn't matter what happens in the city. We're going to build the church. We're going to impact people. We're going to get home sales in every area. We're going to go further and higher. Oh, come on, man. We're going to do it right here in Kimberley. Say amen. Caleb and Judah, they were CRC members. You know, you get 3 kinds of people. Those who watch things happen, those who wonder what's happening, and those who make things happen. The world makes way for the people who know where they are going. People who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. You don't have to explain yourself to people. Because most people just want a religious debate. While we are here to plunder hell and populate heaven. I'm not so much interested in your dogmas and your doctrines. How much you love the poor. How much are you involved and how much do you care for the lost? The church is not a museum. The church is not a place of theory. The church is a place of power. The church is the pillar and the ground of truth for all mankind. The church crosses boundaries. The church unites people. Religion divides people. Godsdienstigheid. Because they don't care about the poor. They don't care about the lost. They just care about their opinion and their culture. And Jesus didn't come to build a church around their culture. He came to establish His kingdom through the church. That's why many people in those last days will come, Lord, they'll not cast out devils and prophesy in your name. Jesus will say, depart from me, for I do not know you. They will not do many great works in your name. I gave so much money to the poor. Jesus said, depart, for I do not know you. Because He says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. The church must have the heart of God for society. We break for the poor. To see racism breaks our hearts. To see division in the church breaks our hearts. You don't slander with them. You build the church. You honor God. You honor your leadership. You protect what those have done before you. Because Satan breaks down. God is a builder. Satan breaks a marriage down. God builds a marriage. Satan breaks a family down. God builds a family. God builds a church. Satan wants you to stop it. But I want to tell you, he cannot stop God's church. Because he said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. So you can be delivered externally. But you can hold on to it internally. And your emotional attachment to that ignorance will keep you from rising. When people struggle to let go, they struggle with mental and emotional distress. Like I said, it's not God's pleasure to see you suffer. You know why most people suffer? Because they don't talk. Especially men. Hulle praat nie. Want sy pa het ook nie gepraat nie. En sy pa het ook nie gepraat nie. And you know what the devil does? He steals generationally. But Jesus came to break the curse upon your bloodline. So that jy nie weer kan sê, my pa het gedoen, en doen ek dieselfde nie. So people don't talk, and because they don't talk, they suffer. People develop physical illnesses because they don't speak about emotional, unwell issues. That's what the Bible says in James 5:16. He says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. God wants you healed. Meneer en mevrou, die Here wil jou gesond hê. Vir al die pyn en die ellende wat hier is. Jou pa wat jou afgeskeep het. Your mother that didn't want you. Jesus came to break that off your life. It's time to let go so you can grow into the great destiny that God has for you. Because God has got a great destiny for you. Come on, shout amen today. People who struggle to let go, they sit with relationship issues. They sit with a reduced quality of life. And Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Why is it that so many Christians are bound? Because they struggle to let go. They struggle to forgive themselves. They struggle to forgive others. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. You can catch an offense like this. You can catch bitterness like this. You can catch unforgiveness like this. And it's funny how people think that pastors don't get offended. What do you mean? We are the spearhead of God's kingdom. So your leaders take the most brunt of it. Your leaders take the most betrayal, the most offense and bitterness. But that's how God called us, to lead His people. Because the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's why God gives you a pastor. You're not supposed to be pastored by YouTube. Listen to another podcast, I've got nothing against those things, but who's discipling you? Who's putting you on your bum and just asking, how are you? Nee, gaan goed, pastoor, maar jou pastoor kyk reg deur jou. That's why God birthed the church. Because the church is relational. The church is community. The church is leadership. Because leadership is for your protection. Leadership fights the wolves off that want to deceive you. Leadership fights the teachers off a way that want to say things that eat your ears. And now you tell your friend, yeah, but my pastor, he doesn't visit me every week and this guy's calling me every week. Yeah, because he's got nothing else to do. My pastor doesn't care. What do you mean? He's got 3,000 other members to take care of. Yeah, come on, give the Lord a praise, man. So the same struggles that Israel sat with, the church also sits with today. But that's why God's deliverance is always the same, because it comes through the Word. The Word is your guiding light. So, the first thing you have to let go of is you have to let go of yesterday's mindsets. Acts 7 verse 39, he says, but our ancestors refused to listen to Moses. They rejected him and wanted to return to Egypt. It's funny because God does His work on the earth through leadership. And then the very people that God sends the leader to, the people sometimes reject the leader that God gives them. That's why God doesn't give you the pastor you want. He gives you the pastor you need. Yeah, give the Lord a praise. Because church is a spiritual place. Church is a spiritual place. God gives you the pastor you need. So God gave Moses to Israel. And they refused to listen to the greatest prophet Israel has ever seen. I promise you, if they're at YouTube, they'll go to YouTube and find some kind of American, I don't know what, and say, did you hear what he said? Well, he's not your pastor. Well, he's not your shepherd. That man doesn't even know you. But you're so in awe about all the revelation. But your marriage is falling apart. You can't pay your bills, but you're looking at another YouTube clip. We have to get real. Yes, come on, give the Lord a praise. So the Bible says, Hebrews 3 verse 19, so we see that they, because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter His rest. Think about this, please. God gave you a promise. God gave them a promise. God gave them a promised land. But what? Because of their mindsets, they were kept out of it. They kept themselves out of it. And I believe many people, they don't really reach what God has for them because of their unbelief, because of what happened to them, their mindsets of the past. They hold on to Egypt, and because they just hold on to Egypt, they can't enter or possess the promised land. One thought can keep you doubtful. One thought can keep you in unbelief. One thought can keep you offended and hurt. Remember now, one thought gives birth to sin. That's why we have to take thought, every thought captive, and bring it under the obedience of Christ. But Christians are like, no, I can think whatever I want, say whatever I want, and that's why your life is falling apart. Where there's no vision, people perish. The Bible says they cast off restraint. People who don't have vision for their life live a loose life. But a Christian should be a disciplined follower of Jesus Christ within the church that God places there. Every ministry outside of the church should be connected to a local church. I'm preaching the truth this morning. God expresses Himself everywhere, but He builds the church. Because the church is His bride. You can't separate a bridegroom and a bride, because the two shall become one flesh. That's what the Bible says. You can't separate a head from a body. And somehow Christians want to serve God outside of the local church. They are deceived. Jesus is building His church. How can we say we love God if we cannot love man and woman that we sit together in church? Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's important in this hour that people love God and they love the church. Doesn't matter what's the denomination. Every Christian needs to be in a local church. One thought can keep you in sickness and bondage. One thought can take you to the grave without healing. Some people say, I will forget but never forgive. I'm telling you, you're captive by the enemy. What if that person who offended you or hurt you dies before you? You're going to stand next to the grave and say, yeah, you got what you deserve. Well, you better watch out that you miss heaven. Because God said, if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. Doesn't matter what people did to you. That's why Jesus was on the cross. Yeah, pastor, but you don't understand the abuse. I am sorry, I might not understand, but Jesus understands. Jesus paid a price higher than any human being could ever pay. He paid with His blood. That blood broke the power of sin. That blood made you a new creature. That blood washed away your sin. That blood washed away your pain. That blood washed away your abuse. That blood washed away your addictions. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. So you have to let go of yesterday's mindsets. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. You can't think failure and expect success. We can't talk about a great future in South Africa and we always look back to the past. The church is prophetic. The church speaks to the future of a nation. And how far has the church fallen if the church gets segregated again? It's not the church that Jesus died for. And people say, yeah, Mark, didn't hear us on my Mensa. Visio Mensa. Who's your people? Nee, die musiek is daar. Die musiek is nie vir jou nie, hoor. Die musiek is vir jou langs jou wat gebroken is, wat honger is vir die Here. Church is not about us, family. Church is for people. Church is for the broken and the lost. Church is for a hospital. Come on. Say amen today. So you have to let go of yesterday's mindset. We're not serving God the same way. Some things never change. It should never change. The word never changes. The message of the gospel never changes. The principle of God never changes. But how we serve God changes. because we have to impact the culture. Now some people say, well, the musiek is nie vir my nie. Well, hoeveel jong mense is in julle kerk? Nee, maar dit gaan nie oor waaroor gaan dit gaan oor die mense, die generasie na jou, hoor. And people just don't care because they just want to go to church and make sure somebody doesn't park on their parking spot or sit on their seat. Ag asseblief tog. Jy moet terugkom na die Here toe asseblief. Ek gaan weer kom kuier, hoor. As pas die probleem weer gaan nooi. The second thing you have to let go of is you have to let go of yesterday's mistakes. How many of you have made mistakes? All of us. Your mistakes doesn't determine who you will become. Sometimes your mistakes will actually make you who you will become. God is attracted to your mistakes. The devil is a liar. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. The devil wants to accuse you day and night of what you did wrong, how you failed, you messed up, you messed this up. It's irrelevant. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. That's why you must get into the presence of God quickly, confess your sins quickly, get right with people quickly, and get back with the purpose of God very quickly. Because time is precious. Your failed business, let it go. Your failed marriage, let it go. The people you have wronged, let it go. Make right, but go on. Isaiah 43:18, he says, do not remember the former things. Do not remember the former things. That word actually means not to recall to mind or act in an effort of a memory of it. Don't even consider it. Because when Jesus looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. When God looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. Do you understand that? You are as righteous as you will ever be. Because your righteousness does not depend on you. Your righteousness depends on what Jesus did for you. So when God looks at you, he sees Christ. And the world and its systems and Satan wants you to believe that somehow your righteousness depends upon you. It doesn't. Your righteousness depends on Christ. Because otherwise, men and women can boast. And that's why the Bible says, no man shall boast. For it's by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. So your mistakes you have to let go of, because God doesn't even remember them. People remember them, and many a times it's your very good church friend that reminds you of them. Die kerkmense. Het jy nou weer gesien so en so? Dit maak nie saak. Hou jou neus in jou eie sakke asseblief. Het jy gesien wat trek die pastoor se vrou aan? Asseblief hou jou neus in jou eie sakke. Dit het niks met jou uit te waai nie. Sorg jy net dat jou homself groei. The Bible speaks a lot about this. Not to mingle in the things of other people. Because you know, if you have time for that, you're not busy with your own purpose. Gaan gym toe, man. Gaan lees 'n boek of iets. Gaan lees 'n bietjie jou Bybel. Word 'n bietjie groot geestelik. Stop meddling in these little things. Dit het niks met jou uit te waai nie. Sorg jy net dat jou eie huis in orde is. Asseblief. So you don't have special mistakes. A lot of people think, no, but you don't understand what I've been through. I want to tell you that we have a God that's much bigger than that. Some people exaggerate their problems. We have a special God that should be exaggerated. Exaggerating your problem is an enemy of your faith. Now, Pastor, but you don't understand. I've got supercalifragilistic espialidocious. I can't even say that word. I've been diagnosed with this. Yes, but the blood of Christ has set you free. And I understand there are medical issues, and I understand we need medicine, and I'm not against those things. We should use them. But I want to declare over you today that you're not going to struggle no more. From today, you will not struggle no more. The things you struggled with, you will not struggle with no more. The addictions you struggled with, you will not struggle with no more in Jesus' name. The depression, you will not struggle with no more. Because God will give you a new life. God will give you a new spirit. God will give you a new heart. Hallelujah. You are not going to be depressed no more. You're not going to be afraid no more. Hallelujah. You're not a victim no more. You're not a victim. You've got a smart mind. You just have to possess it. You have to apply yourself. I was reading an article this week about a lady who applied 52 times into medical school and she got it. And she became a doctor. Okay? Applying is one thing, getting in is one thing, and then getting it done is another. But everybody loves a success story, but nobody understands the price. And you have a price to pay for your own promised land. You have to knuckle down, work it, develop your brain, develop your faith, develop your prayer life. You want to become spiritually strong, you better start praying and laboring in prayer. You better start studying the Word and let it become alive to you. Let the Word of God change your mind. I know it's a process, but you have to get going. And that's why the church is so important and your involvement in the church. Because once you start running with other runners, you'll start running pretty soon. You're not going to serve God and get strong on your own. God calls us for community. A lot of people are there on the outside. Great kinders van die Here, but it's connected nêrens nie. And you know what's the greatest issue they have? It's something that starts with an S. It's called submission. Oh, you see, you don't get amens when you talk about submission. Maar ek hoop jou vrou submit aan jou. People don't want to submit. You know why? Because they're rebellious. And that's what Satan did. I will ascend to the Most High. I will. I will hear the Lord for myself. Yes, you've got the Holy Spirit, but God calls us together. So this sickness in the body of Christ, where everybody just wants to be independent, it's not God's plan. It's a sickness. People are deceived. And they think they're doing a God, they're bringing God glory. They're deceived. And what these people do is they just start to live for themselves and their families. And hulle het die Here en hulle gesin. En kyk hoe geblees is ek en my besigheid. Ag, wat fantasties. You call that self-centered Christianity. It's not in the Bible. Christianity is sacrificial. You pay a price, you lay your life down. Because that's what Jesus did. It's not about age or race or culture. It's irrelevant. Jesus said, whosoever will. Therefore, He will call anybody that says yes. And many a time God calls people, but their lives are too important for them. Then God finds another. So I hope you're not going to be that person. I pray you're not going to be that person. I pray you're going to be the hungry one. I pray you're going to be the one that searches for God and builds the house of God. Come on, give Him one more praise in Jesus' name. I'm almost finished. So your yesterday's mistakes don't determine you. So get over your divorce. Get over every failure that you've had. Let go of it so that you can grow. You have to let go. You can't grasp onto something new if you're holding on to something from the past. It's very simple, but it's the truth. God will put you back into His plan. God will make all things work together for your good. What the enemy intended for evil, God will turn around for your good. But why? So that many people might be saved. Your future is more powerful than your past. And God's future for you will shame your critics. One of the reasons you have to let go and go on is so that you can just get one back at your critics for the glory of God. Say, God, it's not about this, but it'll be great. But Jesus said, bless those who persecute. Pray for your enemies. So you'll become a free person once you start praying for your enemies. Every time you feel a moment of anger and jealousy when somebody comes into your vicinity, I would suggest to you go home and pray for that person, that God will bless that person. That God will bless their marriage. That God will bless their business. Every aspect, because you become liberated. And what you do for another, God will do for you. Because God is a good God. God is a faithful Father. God wants you to let go this morning so that you can become free. That you can become everything that God called you to be. God doesn't want you to have church as normal. We are the church. Life is either one big daring adventure or nothing at all. Serving God is either a big adventure or nothing at all. But it's in your hands to possess it. I want to pray for you this morning. I want you to close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your presence. Lord, we are nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. And Father, this morning I pray for people sitting here. People that have kept things on the inside. People that have held on. People that have become prisoners. And I pray right now for them. Whatever you are facing today, whatever you have been through, Jesus is going to set you free now. Whatever has been holding you back, I loosen you from it in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray over every emotional wound in their hearts. Jesus, by your anointing, come and touch them now. And lift every burden and destroy every lie. Let every voice of the enemy be removed from their life. Let every wrong person be removed from their life. And I pray for your perfect peace to come upon them now. I pray that you'll heal them. Heal marriages right now. Heal broken hearts, Father. Heal broken hearts, I pray. And bring deliverance. Those that have forgotten and those that have given up, strengthen them today. I pray this in the name of Jesus. For you said, who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. You will not struggle no more. From today, you will not be depressed no more. You will not be fearful no more. Every door you have opened up, you have to close. But I plead the blood of Christ over you right now, that God will fight battles that you cannot fight. And He will deliver you. I pray for those children that are away from their parents. Parents that worry about their kids. We bring them to you today, Father. Bring them back to their senses, we pray. And save them. Start a mighty youth revival, I pray, in the city. Young men and women, Lord, that will serve you. That will love your house. We pray this in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for this. While you're sitting here this morning, maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. You sit here. If you had to die today, would you open up your eyes in the presence of God? Would you be in heaven? Some people say, well, I'm not sure. You can be sure. The Bible says, these things I write to you that you might know that you have eternal life. That's why Jesus came, to set you free. He came to give you life, but He came to give you eternal life. Misschien het jy nog nooit jou hart vir die Here gegee nie. Jy gaan kerk toe al jou hele lewe lang, maar meneer of mevrou, as jy vandag moet sterwe, weet jy dat jy jou oë gaan oopmaak in die teenwoordigheid van God? Jou goeie werke en dade gaan nie die prys betaal nie. Jesus het die prys betaal. Maar jy moet aanvaar wat Hy vir jou gedoen het. You have to come back to Him. You have to give your life to Him. And I want to pray for you today. It will be my honor to lead you to Christ. In this wonderful auditorium, the presence of God. There's no shame when you come to Christ. That thief hung on the cross next to Jesus. He did nothing to deserve heaven. But he confessed Christ. He said, remember me today when you enter paradise. I want to give you that opportunity. Meneer en mevrou, miskien sit jy. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to come back to Him, if you want to receive His grace and His healing today, right there where you're seating, where nobody's looking around, I just want you to quickly raise your hand and say, pray for me today, Pastor. 1, 2, 3. Raise your hand. Hi. Thank you. Raise up your hands. Thank you. I see those hands. Dankie. Tel op jou hand. Dankie. 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 Tel op jou hand. Vandag is die dag. Raise your hands. Come on. Moenie skaam wees nie. Don't let the devil steal from you. Raise your hands. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Een besluit gaan jou lewe verander. Ek het my lewe, my hart vir die Here gegee toe ek 20 jaar oud was. Ek het groot geword in 'n Christenhuis. Was reg uit op pad hel toe. Tel op jou hand volgende. Raise your hands. Come on, I see those hands. Yes, dankie. Tel op jou hand, meneer, mevrou. Dis tyd om terug te keer na die Here toe. Dis tyd om die Here te dien met 'n passie. Behold, I will do a new thing, says the Lord. I will do a new thing. Donkey, donkey. One last time before I pray. One last time. Come on, raise your hand. Say yes to Jesus today. Don't miss it. Don't miss your moment. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Dankie. Ek sien na agter. Dankie. Dankie. Baie van julle hande opsteek. Dankie. Dankie. Amen. Amen. Look at me, all you beautiful people. Many of you raised your hands. Can I ask that all of us just stand as we're going to close the service and pray together? Come on, let's all just quickly stand. This is the highlight of our services. This is why Jesus came, to seek and save that which was lost. And many of you are going to come back to Jesus today. I want you to be very bold. If you raise your hand, does your hand opgesteek het? I want you to be very bold and just make your way to the aisle closest to you and come down, and we're going to pray right together here at the altar, where you're going to give your life back to Jesus. So come on, let's clap our hands. Does your hand opgesteek het vandaag? I want to pray for you. Come. Come, 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 come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Let's clap our hands. Come on. Come on, many of you raise your hands. Come on, ask your friend, can I walk with you? Ask your friend. Come on, we're going to wait for you. We're going to wait for you. We're going to wait for you. Come on, Vafio. Vafio, from Vafio.
You can have it all. You can have it all.
Come, 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 come on, Vafio. We are waiting, we are waiting. Ask your friend. Come on, ask your friend, throw your friend, with your man, and take some of your stuff. Jesus, like you live, Father. God responds to your faith. God responds to your faith. Come on.
Every crown, every treasure.
For all these beautiful people today. Hallelujah. 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 God loves you. Each one of you. The Here is lief vir julle. Everyone. God loves you. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. God loves you. There's no condemnation. Doesn't matter. God's going to do a new thing in your life. I want to lead you in a prayer. I want you to put your hand on your heart. I want you to close your eyes and say this prayer after me. You're praying to Jesus now, and He's hearing your prayers. So just say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you rose from the grave. And today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I ask you to use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.